Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Thursday to you. A few minutes past 2 p.m., Sue Thomas is here. Sue at 2 on a Thursday. It's a nice little surprise.
Hi.
How are
surprise.
You?
I'm fine. Sleepy, but yeah. Fine.
I am too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why are you sleepy?
I don't know. Just tired.
Yep. That's it.
This is our Friday, though. Tomorrow there's a ball game.
Oh, you show offs.
I know. It's the last one of the year.
I seriously thought you were about to call us something else.
Nope, I'm not that tired, Kevin.
Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Sue.
Hi. Hey, Brad.
Wait, you know Brad?
Yeah.
What, does Reardon have him too?
Yeah.
Does he do anything that I didn't do first?
Oh, jeez.
No. Dave starting
it's all
beef.
You.
Putting Sue right in the middle of it.
Yeah. So we got a couple of cases to discuss with Brad. The first one, local. The courts clash over jail detainees' transport as St. Louis sheriff sues the city. It continues.
Yeah, this is an ongoing train wreck of a situation here, Dave. And as most folks know, there's this spitting contest going on between Sheriff Montgomery, the city of St. Louis, and even the Attorney General's office. And so the most of the controversy surrounds the sheriff saying, I'm not going to deliver patients from the jail over to the hospital. I'm not going to do that. I don't have to do that, and I'm not going to do it, even though the sheriff has done that for more than 30 years in the city of St. Louis. So the Board of Aldermen passed a bill signed by the mayor saying that that's part of the sheriff's duties. He's filed asking for a temporary restraining order against the implementation of that bill. That TRO has got no chance of passing. And it just prolongs this ugly legal fight that's going on in the city.
Does anyone know what's wrong with this guy?
No. I think he's just a little, a little wacky. I don't think he's maybe the brightest. And the combination has not been good.
Is it a power play? Like, this is...
Oh, it's definitely... Well, it's a power play, but it's also a play for money. Because his point is that I don't see that duty delineated in state law or city law to carry these patients from the jail when they get injured or ill and take them to the hospital. And so he says, if you want me to do it, you got to expand my budget. And so he's created this area of legal hostility between his office and the sheriff's office and the city board of aldermen over this issue. And it's not going to end well for him. He's not going to win this. The sheriff, under the Home Rule Act of the Missouri Constitution, the city gets to establish its own laws to the extent they don't conflict with the state. There's nothing in state law that even delineates what the sheriff's duties are. Ugh. So there's no way he can win this. It's just a way to try to go scorched earth and to prolong a legal battle that he can't win.
He seems immature.
Yeah.
He seems like he has an overinflated opinion of himself, and he seems like a contrarian. Not three really bad traits.
And Brad, didn't he buy some expensive equipment?
A couple of things. He bought a lot of bling. He bought these ginormous sheriff badges that are gold and enlarged, and he gives it to all the sheriffs. And then he went out and bought himself and a lot of the sheriffs all brand new vehicles, and that expended almost all the budget money that he had because he went out and bought all these new cruisers.
Okay, and then he wants more.
And then he wants more budget in order to transport injured and ill inmates over to the hospitals.
You know what, though? Let me say this in his defense. I've been downtown since 1990. I've been dealing with the courts and radio, all the politics. This guy is par for the course. So the fact that we're noticing that it's such a cluster means that maybe things have actually gotten a little bit better downtown. Because he wouldn't have stood out 5 years ago.
I understand what you're saying. But you're right. The last sheriff, we weren't aware of what was happening.
No.
And this guy has made himself known in not a positive way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. U.S. judge blocks President Trump from tying state's disaster aid to immigration enforcement.
Yeah, in essence here, what happened is that the Trump administration said states, you know, there's the federal government gives enormous amounts of money to the states for various reasons, highways, water systems, all kinds of things. And President Trump took the position that if you don't support ICE agents and our immigration policy, then I'm going to block all of this grant funding to the states. There was no way this was going to work. But he took that position. We had a federal judge today, I believe in Rhode Island, that not only didn't even issue a temporary restraining order, issued a permanent restraining order outlining, and it's really there's two main reasons. Number one, under the spending clause of the Constitution and the way it's been interpreted, that these grant fundings from Congress have to be unambiguous and they have to be related to the purpose of the funding. So there's no process where the president can say, no, I'm going to block that funding. It's already been allocated by Congress. Secondly, there's something called the Administrative Procedures Act. And this is what trips up President Trump so often because the government is not a business. And you can't just make a unilateral decision when it comes to government funding unless you follow the Administrative Procedures Act. You've got to post what you're going to do. There has to be a period for public comment. You have to hold hearings. All the things that drive people crazy about government, you got to do it. And he didn't do it with this. And so this has been shot down by a district court judge. And I do see this being upheld by the appellate courts.
Brad, how much have you gotten into the possibility of charging James Comey? And to the extent you have, what do you think of it?
Well, it's subjective. As I've looked into it, he made some statements to when he was under oath and speaking in front of Congress. He made some statements that could be construed multiple ways. And so at this point, at least the leaks out there are saying that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, is going to go after him for perjury in front of Congress. Now, when it comes to perjury, it has to be a statement of fact. It cannot be a statement of opinion. So with regard to the statements that he made, at least those that he made that were of an opinion, he can't be held in contempt for that because it's not lying if you express your opinion. However, and this is what I've got to dive deeper into on this, is what specifics where the charges may come, if there's any allegations of fact, was he right or was he wrong? That's going to be the focus of any attempt to prosecute Comey for obstruction of justice or lying to Congress.
Follow up on the Jimmy Kimmel, Charlie Kirk, President Trump, Chairman Carr thing. I don't know the extent to which you saw Jimmy Kimmel's first show or second show, but just as things have progressed, just where you think things are?
Things are still polarized. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. They're still very polarized. I do see that as long as there's either overt pressure by Brendan Carr at the FCC or even implied pressure when it comes to the Nexstar merger with Tegna, as long as that's still out there, there's no way that Nexstar is going to run Jimmy Kimmel in the absence of an apology. I don't see an apology coming. You know, he made a tearful statement that he didn't mean to hurt anyone, but that really wasn't an apology, and I don't see one coming from Kimmel. So if you've got those polarized positions and you've got this merger coming up, I think he could be off the air for a large number of TV stations, including possibly right here in St. Louis, for this foreseeable future.
Yeah, in their contracts with ABC Disney, though, there's only a certain number of times you're allowed to preempt programming without being violation of your contract. So I don't know what that number is, but I also know that there's some buzz out there that ESPN, ABC Disney might tell these companies, fine, you don't want to do that, then you don't get college football on Saturday. which means huge ratings down the drain. Oh. So there probably is a back and forth still going here, but I don't know how much ABC wants that fight. But I can tell you that I read that the other day, that like one of the things that's being considered is if these companies keep putting up a fight for a long period of time, they could just flat out say, great, you don't get Georgia versus Alabama on Saturday at 2:30, which is a huge audience because college football draws huge ratings. And if you're one of those companies, you're, whatever you would put on that time of day is going to get nothing.
But the downside to that, Wheels, is this, is that even though that's very good in terms of creating leverage for negotiation, the way that would get spun is that, look, ABC is going to withhold TV station rights to watch football games because they want to support Jimmy Kimmel and his woke views. Or, you know, I'm not saying those are mine. I'm saying that's how that would be spun.
It'll
right?
definitely be spun that way.
And that's the way to get spun, which creates an even more of a PR disaster for Disney, even more than they have right now. It seems from a PR perspective, the best way to handle it is just keep them off the air for a few more days. And then next week, bring them back on the air. The issue goes away. But as long as you keep scratching at the scar, it's just going to continue to bleed.
Sounds like ABC might need to make a campaign donation.
Yeah. Big one.
I just wonder how long, like the Kimmels will even last at late night. It just seems like it's a dying thing anyway.
Yeah. It sounds like he's going to leave at the end of his contract, which is the fall.
Is it?
Yeah. All right.
Well, one thing that really came out about not only Kimmel, but also Stephen Colbert, is the sheer amount of money that these late night programs cost. Ugh. They have enormous staffs.
Yeah.
They cost a fortune. So even from a financial standpoint, they're hard to make them viable.
Right.
And then you look at Gutfeld, and I don't care whether you like Gutfeld or not, but his staff, the whole show is on a shoestring budget. And so it's uber profitable because it doesn't cost much to put that on the air. But I think the current style of late night programming is going to go by the wayside just because of the cost.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't it fascinating how slowly people in such big industries tend to understand the changes that they're witnessing?
Yes.
It's like Blockbuster not realizing that rentals weren't going to last forever, right? Like you never adapted.
Right.
Where Netflix adapted and not only, you know, went online stream, but also started creating their own
content
stuff and all that.
I'm going to talk a little bit out of my butt because this is my industry. I've been in it for a quarter century, but I've never been above this. So I don't pretend to know how the executives at CNN and Fox and NBC act, but I'll say this much. I think that we've never had a less creative group of creators. And I think the reason for that is we no longer employ creatives.
Right.
We
right.
take executives
yes.
who fancy themselves as creatives.
Yeah.
I got a great idea for a new take on Lassie. And we just let them do what they want to do. And they keep turning out the same crap decade after decade. I don't think they have the talent to replace late night. I don't think they have the balls.
No, I think that's a great point.
I hadn't thought of that. That is a genius point.
I think you're dead on. And then on top of that, producing some things is just cheap. Why do you think the news networks don't do investigative reporting or feature reporting?
Right.
Because it costs money. It takes time. You need a staff. You need research. You need lawyers. It's much easier to just pay one person to go give their opinions and call it news programming.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. Absolutely. So true.
All right. We solved that problem.
There we go.
Next.
Bring it.
Come back next week. We'll solve some more,
Brad.
So
what they should do is put us on the late night TV.
Yeah. Why
and
not?
Now it's solved.
Talk about cheap.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we're not going to have every night making Trump put on an all-star Trump variety show starring Kid Rock.
Oh, dude, that could be next. Modern day hee-haw. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 222. Really pretty day out there. Any weekend plans?
I'm going to pack and move. I'm a ball of fun.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how difficult that is?
Yes. And you know what? You come across stuff. Today I found cassette tapes.
Wow.
From when I was on the broadcast center in like 1990.
They turned me down, you know.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Why?
My law office was down the street from him.
No.
I had been doing Steve in D.C. for a couple of years. I walked down there, talked to the main guy, and he said, I'm going to do you the biggest favor ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say no to you. You went to law school. You have a law firm. You should just go do that. And 15 years later.
Here you are.
Well, 15 years later, he came up to me at an event and he didn't remember me. And he was really nervous to meet me.
Oh my gosh, Dave.
And I didn't do it to dox him.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, remember you turned me down for the broadcast center? And his face just went white.
Oh my gosh. But he probably, that's terrible. I was going to say, maybe he thought, you're going to make more money as a lawyer, just go do it.
He probably gave me the best advice.
He probably did.
What was the broadcast center like?
Well, it was a long time ago, and I remember that Steve Savard had been there before me.
Yeah.
That's, for some reason, sticks out. But they would have you, you'd learn a little bit of production, a little bit of on the air, and a little bit of advertising, maybe. Larry Connors taught a class on television. Mm. Yeah, so it was a little bit of this. So, you've just got tapes from level one, learning how to do news or whatever. But you find all kinds of crap when you're moving that you don't realize you had, you don't need, and you think, how am I going to get rid of all this stuff, and why do I keep getting more?
Yeah, why do I keep bringing new stuff in?
Yep, so that's kind of where I am. I ran out of boxes, I got to get more, it's that whole thing.
Like, I bought, we went through this with Trish, and she spanked me for it, but I've bought 6 ball gloves since I started playing baseball again.
What?
Yeah. And
6.
Eventually, I have to move those too.
Okay. Dave, yes. 6?
6.
Did you get them all? Are they used?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Didn't spend a lot of money.
No, of course not. No. You had, it's at 2, you thought, what? Let's get number 3. Why?
I just like them.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone else have anything like that? Is there something that you are just kind of driven to buy?
Yeah. I tried for a while. I was in a bike phase, and I bought way too many bikes, so I sold them all, and I'm starting fresh.
Bikes are expensive. I wanted to buy a bike, and I was budgeting $200.
Ooh,
I know.
You get your tire for $200.
I know.
You know what? I also like. Well, this is super girly, but I like dish towels. I like particular ones. Yes, that's right. I just said that out loud. But yeah, when I come across one, I think, "Ooh, that'd be cute," even though I have way too many.
Sexy.
Yeah, it is. It is. I understand.
Andrew, how about you?
I like to buy magic cards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
I spent way too much money on them, probably. Kev? I don't think I overspend, but an argument could be made that any is overspending.
Yeah, you know what I mean? One could argue that.
One could argue.
Mm-hmm. What's yours, Kevin? Do you have 6 baseball gloves?
I have 4 or 5 of those, but I haven't bought a baseball glove in probably 10 years.
Okay.
I've got lots of bats.
Bats are fun.
Like 12 of them, but they're just like different, like a couple in the garage. There's 2 in the basement that are displayed because they look cool. And then I got 2 in the closet next to my bed in the bedroom.
Burglar?
Just in case.
Oh, sure.
Somebody's going to eat a Louisville Slugger if they make the wrong move.
Most men, I don't know about ladies, but most men have a baseball bat in their bedroom. Yeah.
I didn't do this on purpose, but they are literally everywhere in my house. They're in the basement. They're in the garage. They're anywhere I would be, and I did not do that consciously. It just is.
Wouldn't somebody was in your house be armed with a weapon other than
something.
A bat? He's just thinking.
Yeah.
You don't care?
If I come out with a bat and the guy's got a gun, I'm like, okay, buddy, you win.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But if he's got a knife, he's getting hit. I got better reach.
Yeah.
I got faith in you. I bet you got to get a good swing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'll say it like Sling Blade.
Uh-huh. Remember my story about when the guy broke in my house, my apartment?
Dude.
Yes.
In law school. I came home in the middle of the day.
Yep.
Opened my door, shut it behind me. And you could see straight through the living room to the kitchen. And there was a guy crawling in the kitchen window.
Yep.
And you always wonder how you're going to react. And we both did the exact same thing at the same time. We both pointed at each other and went, hey, hey. And then he jumped out the window and I started doing a Barney Fife. I was like throwing karate chops and like, oh, I'll kick your ass so bad. It was like
crazy.
Was it
first floor?
Though. Yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy.
I'm like,
though.
This guy was up a... 2 floors?
Just to see a guy crawling in your window.
Dude,
he needed a bat.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
You need a bat. That's what you got him for.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We have Sue Thomas sitting in with us, and Ricky Horton joins us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on? How is everybody today?
Everyone's good. I think we're having a pretty good day. Hey, can good. I start off with something different than baseball?
Of course.
So I had a thought last night, and Ricky's a smart, upstanding Uh-oh. Guy, and Uh-oh. I wanted to include him on this. No. Not at all. It's just one of my existential things. So okay. being 61, I'm thinking differently than I did at 41. And I know there's more time in my rear view than there is ahead and a blah, 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 blah. But I was thinking to myself, because I hate our current state of politics and mm-hmm. I really don't like our current state of like entertainment and just like the whole world sort of off kilter. And I was thinking to myself, though, this could be a pretty good life. As you guys know, I'm an agnostic. Rick's a believer. Sue, you're a yeah. believer. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a beautiful world with some beautiful people, and you can have so much fun and do so many great things, and I'm just pissed at all the yeah. people who are screwing it up.
Well, that's yeah. fine. Go ahead, Rick. No, I don't want to take
yeah,
over.
No, that's actually that's pretty profound for an off day for me, honestly. But especially since we got in at 6:30 in the morning again, which I'm not complaining about. I'm just stating it. So, you know, if my words are being said backwards, you'll know what's going on there.
We'll
but honestly, you know, so I do think that that's a natural and I'm good with talking about things other than baseball because we do it for 6 straight months. But, you know, obviously my faith is important to me. And I think the older you get, I think the more important it has gotten to me because it gives you perspective. I think that's the word I have is like the world has bad stuff in it. Well, the world had bad stuff in it back in, you know, the Stone Age and back in, you know, the Dark Ages. And I mean, it the Roman Empire. I mean, the world has bad stuff in it, but it's a matter of having a higher kind of thought process and comfort. And I think that's where I've gotten to anyway. And you and I are kind of in the same boat. I'm a little further on the back nine than you are. I think I'm on hole 16 and you're on hole 11. So, but the point is, I just think that's a natural progression of thought.
Wheels, any thoughts?
No, I think I'm pretty much with where you were at the beginning. That the vast majority of people are normies and everything's cool, and we got a small percentage of people that are never happy, and then there's never enough for them, and they ruin it for the rest of us.
It's like being in a lifeboat with 10 people, and 2 people are just screwing everything up.
Yeah, except in that case, we can throw those 2 out, but in this case, they're usually rich people who can take care of business.
Let me give you another example of that. Or it's like doing a radio show, or doing a broadcast, or playing a baseball game, or working at wherever you work, and you've got 2 or 3 haters out there, you know, it's like, man, you just can't let them control things because there's a whole bunch of other people. I always say in the sports world, let me bring it back to that. I hate the kind of the thinking of players that love to talk about playing with a chip on their shoulder. They want to play because they're mad at somebody. And it's like, no, don't play against people you're mad at. Play for the people that care about you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's a better motivation, and that's true, again, doing a radio show, doing broadcasting, whatever. I can focus on those 4 people that think I'm a bonehead, well, more than 4, but can I focus on the people that, and don't, you know, don't kind of just dismiss a nice compliment that you get from somebody. Kind of take that in. I think that's a way to kind of get more normalized as you move along, because there's always going to be haters no matter what you do.
Ricky, that's a great point, because if your motivation is based on haters or criticism, well, if they quiet up, now you've got no motivation. You control it. It's always there.
100%. And the people that hate you, you know, you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to show them. And then you find out they don't really care about you anyway. They just hate everything. So they're on to hating somebody else. And now you feel like, oh, I got to find somebody else that hates me. And that's not a great way to go through life, in my opinion.
No.
Okay, I'm glad I brought that up. That was interesting. Rick, wise words. Switching back to baseball, since this is our last official hit with Rick, Rick is kind enough that he'll do one more with us next week when we really wrap it up. But Wheels told me that last night we were just now mathematically taken out of the playoffs. I'm going to say, and I know a lot of people will hate me for this, begin hating, it's not that bad of a season. We're not going to playoffs. We're used to going to the playoffs. I want to go to the playoffs, but it's not that bad of a season.
Well, it's the season that we expected, is how I would say it. I mean, it's supposed to have been a place where you find out about some guys, and you did. You found out about some guys, and they kind of made the grade, and others did not, and others are still kind of in the pass-fail mode. But I feel like if you look at kind of what the projection was, and Wheels, you probably know what the Pecota number was. I think it was 76 wins the Cardinals were projected to win. So they outshot that, and a bunch of other teams kind of failed at the end. So it was game 159 when you were eliminated from the playoffs on a year where you're not spending money and you're getting rid of your players at the deadline, and yet you're still talking about potential. Now, I mean, it was a long shot, but the point is, it wasn't game 120 when you're out of it, and there are teams that have done that. That's a bad season to me. But if you can go into the final series of a season and you're still kind of in the conversation, I think that's good.
Yeah, the exact projection from Pecota was 78, and that's exactly how many wins they have right now with 3 games left. So they're not, those projections are not always correct. But again, to your point, like, we knew that this was not quote unquote the year, right? And if these are your down years, relish that, because down years for a lot of other franchises are 60, 65 wins, 100, 105, 110 losses. If you can avoid that and pull off this kind of rebuild in a reasonably short order, right, which would, to me, would be just, you know, a total of maybe 2-3 years, 4 years, like counting what we've already done, not adding that on, then you're actually ahead of the game. But I know, you know, we talked to Mo yesterday, and he says it all the time. Like, look, we know the expectation here is win and win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's what we're not doing, but that's what sometimes you have to go backward to get back to being that. Eternal contention doesn't exist much in sports.
No, it doesn't. But the Cardinals have come pretty close to that. If you go back to the year 2000, there's only been 2 seasons during that time where they finished under 500. And so that's Walt Jocketty, it's John Mozeliak, and they deserve a lot of credit for being you know, to being in the hunt all the time, being in the conversation all the time. And so, yes, you're going to have some years where you have to fall back to go forward. And I think that's where we were this year and really the last couple of years, although the Cardinals finished over 500 last year. But, you know, just to say we're finishing over 500, that's not, you know, that's not the deal.
Right.
The deal is to play October baseball and to win world championships. And I think they've heard the fans say that. They've recognized that. And so that's why they didn't add a pitcher at the deadline to kind of maybe sneak into the playoffs. They said, no, we're gonna kind of save our pennies and use them down the road to just make this organization what it's supposed to be. And I think here's the deal. It's almost like, here's an analogy. People will say, how can a pitcher throw four straight great innings and then walk a batter on four pitches? How can they throw four pitches out of the zone in a row? They're major league pitchers. The question is, how did they go four innings throwing the ball into that little zone 60 feet, 6 inches away? That's the harder question, which I think is true of this organization. Not how can the Cardinals finish under 500 twice in 20 years? No, the question is, how did they do it over 500 with the limited payroll over the other 18 years or 20 years?
So can we mess things up for the Cubs, or are they too far ahead?
The Cubs have some wild card placement issues going on. I mean, no, I don't think we're going to mess them up. I think,
I mean, they're in already. Yeah,
they're in already. But there's like, who do you play is a question. I think there's some questions about whether or not, you know, they're kind of going to be the second wild card, or, I mean, it could be the third, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I feel like they're pretty solid with who they are. We can just make them feel bad. Like, we can do that for them, Dave.
If you go and sweep them and the Padres sweep, then they could drop out. Otherwise, they're
good.
That's
right. Yeah. So that's not very likely. And, you know, honestly, I feel like Ollie's been in a position the last few days where it's like, wow, we got to keep using our horses because, you know, it's, you can't kind of give up. You just got to run through the tape. That, my phrase has been, you got to run through the tape.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at the finish line, nobody likes to walk through it and, you know, fall and faint. You want to run through it, and I think that's what they're trying to do. And so now you can kind of maybe, you know, do some other things over the next 3 days in terms of your lineup. I think he will do that and his pitching. But he really couldn't afford to do that up until yesterday.
So I don't know the man, you do, but I've become such a huge fan of Nolan Arenado this year. Just,
yeah.
I feel privileged to have seen him play. I feel like I watched Brooks Robinson, and then the way he handled the leaving the field and talking about it that night was, I think he did a huge favor to the organization.
Well, and I think him leaving and coming back gave us a great glimpse on just how hard it is to play third base. And when he came back, and all of a sudden he's getting balls all over the place in the hole and on down the line, and his throws are so good. I mean, I think we kind of had a renewed appreciation for just how good a defensive player he is. And yeah, one of the best of all time, no question about that. And you know, who knows what's up with him and a bunch of other players. I would really be stunned if there wasn't a major shift and change in terms of the player personnel for next season. I think the fans would like that. Yeah. I think the players would like that.
Yeah.
I think it's time to do it.
We saw last night, I mean, Sonny Gray talked about that after the game. He pitched really well yesterday. He's only the fourth Cardinals pitcher since 1920 to have back-to-back 200 strikeout seasons. Bob Gibson did it like 6 or 8 straight years. So like, Bob Gibson did it, Adam Wainwright did it, and Jose De Leon did it. And that's it since 1920, and now Sonny Gray. But then last night, and this is not a knock, by the way, Sonny Gray came here to win. That was why he chose the Cardinals. And if they're continuing a rebuild, it sounds like he's more open to being traded because he has a no-trade clause. So like, you could see some pretty significant change in that regard.
Yes, and I think there's a perfect example of what you started with, Dave. Here's the thing that you don't want to miss in what he said. Yeah, he wants to be with the winner. Yes, he's okay to be traded. He also said, I love the people of St. Louis.
Yeah,
I loved being in St. Louis. I love competing there. So don't think this is a guy that wants to take his ball and go home. This is a guy that is appreciated being here. But, you know, he's at the point of his career where he can maybe call that shot, and that may happen.
Yeah, and in his case, he's, what, going to be 36 next year?
Yeah.
He's 35 now. Arenado turns 35 soon.
Yeah.
Like, if you're those guys and a team is, like, basically now going into the second year of a rebuild, well, your timing is not great for your career. The clock's going to run out at some point.
Yeah, no, it's like when you get in your 60s and you start thinking about Medicare, right, Dave? I mean, you're not there yet, but well, wait till you get all the notices about it. You'll love that. But the point is, you know, the writing's on the wall. Let's put it that way, and I think it is for these guys.
Yeah,
I pay more attention to ED ads these days. I'll tell you that much. So, what's this magic you're working over there? Well, speaking of love, Rick, we'll see you next week. But we love you. It's just such a privilege to talk to you twice a week during the ball season. And this was an especially fun season for us.
Oh, it was terrific. I love chatting with you guys. You guys are the best. And look forward to next week as well and down the road.
All right, buddy. Have a great day off.
Thanks, brother. All right, man. See ya.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase. There
is freedom without. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 249. Sue Thomas with us for one more segment. Have you told Sue your big news yet?
What's your big news?
Hold on. Everyone get ready for this. Everyone on the stream, everyone in the audience, it's huge news for Andrew.
Is it the chicken biscuit?
Wait a minute. He doesn't know what the chicken biscuit is.
He knows. He's playing.
After years of driving the spider car.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I have a new car.
No way.
He has a newer car than I do.
What?
Yes.
Andrew, what's happening?
Yeah, it's a 22.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening? What happened?
It's a 22 Equinox. It's much too big of a car.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's black. It's got red and leather interior.
It's got all the
spiders, no mice, no cheese.
Wait.
No spiders for now. It's got CarPlay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're like a person.
Andrew, no mouse traps.
You can have phone calls like without having to hold your phone up.
You're going to be calling us nonstop from the car.
It's pretty cool.
He's like, I don't know if you guys can hear, but I'm in my car.
I texted you this morning, Dave. You sent me the thing about our friend John's retirement, Mr. Pertzborn. And I responded to you. And I responded to you with voice to text.
Yeah.
To text in the car.
Andrew, look at you.
Impressive.
Will this make you? It's possible that this may make you enjoy driving just a little more or at all.
It's at all would be an improvement for sure.
Yeah. And I
can go faster now, which is a big help.
Oh yeah,
it's a big help because in the past I that my car was really, it was topping out at 45. It was getting kind of bad. Like the engine didn't really work.
On the highway?
Yeah, well, on Route 3.
Oh my God.
I just avoided highways.
And okay. Almost as big a deal. After 6 years of riding dirty,
yes.
He is all kosher with the law.
What? Yeah. What? Okay, did something...
I told these guys, this is the first time I have driven a car since 2019 where I was not worried about getting pulled over.
Andrew, what happened? Do we have a come to Jesus of some sort, or did you just, were you thought
it just, the car literally stopped.
Spider car quit.
It stopped working. Yeah.
Spiders got tired.
My plan was to drive it until it died, and it died.
Okay, but then the getting all up to date with your license plates and stuff, what, I guess you had to?
That was just, yeah, that was just, you don't have a choice. Okay. when you... title it.
Okay, what about the chicken biscuit? I'm just gonna...
Chris's are good.
Chris's across the street. Mm-hmm. They have a new chicken biscuit.
Hold on. Kevin, I just can't believe I started a segment with Andrew has huge news.
And he went straight to
the
biscuit.
And he went to the chicken biscuit.
He didn't even know what you were talking about.
The car thing is a bit surreal.
I say, does it not feel real yet?
No, it does not. I'm not really accustomed to it yet. It feels like I'm borrowing...
someone's car?
A car, yeah.
He's like, I got a rental car now.
So I'll tell you, this was my dad's car previously.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to get rid of it.
Now
so
it's
that
making
he could,
sense.
Yeah, he wanted to get rid of it so that he could buy, because I wouldn't have probably chosen a car that big.
Yeah.
But
that's
he wanted to
size.
Get
yeah.
He wanted to get rid of it to get a truck. He wants a truck really badly. I think he was kind of talked into buying this, and he was like, I don't know how much I want this after all, you know, nowadays. So I remember when we made the sale, you know, I got the loan from the bank, they gave him the money, all that. And then I was at home and he texted me and he was like, all right, keys are on the counter. And I was like, oh, do I just come over there and
take
it? Yeah, I was like, do I just come over there and take it? And he texted back, yep. It is your car.
You
I don't care
it,
what
yeah.
you do with it.
Oh, my gosh. That's
which
awesome.
Which kind of made me laugh.
Points just, for dad. Good job.
I was like, do I just go, like, get it and drive? He's like, it's your car. I don't care.
Andrew.
He's like, the check cleared, dude.
Like, come get this stupid thing out of my driveway.
I think
now.
The combination of the fact that you could go over 45, talk on the phone wirelessly, mm-hmm. I think you might start to semi-enjoy driving.
I think so. I was having fun with it this morning. I texted my wife a text that said, I'm texting you this from the car.
Yes.
And she just said, okay.
Oh, well.
Fine.
She's tough to impress.
Well, she's busy at work.
She sleeps in a hammock.
Yeah, exactly. She's got the height of luxury already.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
When you're asleep in Gilligan, it's really tough to...
And not for nothing, this is probably just going to end up being hers in like a week anyway. I'm going to get scared
of... Oh, man.
I'm going to get scared of driving it, and I'll trade for her.
Why would you get scared of driving it?
For her car.
Listen,
it's cool.
He didn't like the small car with spiders and a sombrero in it. He can't handle something larger.
It's been hard to... It's been weird in a bigger vehicle. My old car was so small, and I was so used to the kind of like... you know, hairpin screeching turns I could make into a parking spot or whatever.
Okay, you said you might junk the car.
Yeah.
When you junk it, are you going to clean out the sombreros and the Ned Stark action figures?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
No, do it! Do it!
Is it there for... Because...
Andrew.
Is it rude to not do that?
A little.
It's going to a trash pile.
Not necessarily. They're probably going to strip it for parts and pieces and things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like an
improv. Don't put the sombrero in the new one. Don't do it.
Yeah, if I take it out of the old one, it's just going to end up in the new one.
Yep.
Keep it and wear it.
Don't! There is freedom within.
There is freedom without. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.